I'm Katie Carter, your host today for this hour-long version of Let's Visit. We've been visiting Dorset, Minnesota. It's a darling, tiny little town about 5 miles east of Park Rapids. The Heartland Trail goes right through town. You can ride your bike. Well, I rode my bike with my friend from Park Rapids to Dorset for dinner. You could also get there from Walker on the Heartland Trail. It's a great trail. Right where it crosses into Dorset, there's a little fix-it area for your bike if you need to air something up or tighten something down. Pretty much all the tools that you would need to do anything on your bike are available at this little stand. So it's just super user-friendly, the whole Heartland Trail system. And you can stop and eat in Dorset because, hey, why wouldn't you? I'd never been to Dorset before my little road trip on the bike from Park Rapids to Dorset. And if you were listening earlier in the hour, you would know that then I returned to Dorset 1 week later because I adored this little town. And when I returned the week later, it was for the Taste of Dorset celebration. And I met Crystal Zachary. She was working at the La Pasta stand on Main Street. She served us up some spaghetti pie. And I got to talking to her about the Dorset experience, and I just thought she was somebody we needed to talk to.
Well, I was born and raised here. I went to college down in Oklahoma, and then I moved back, and I've just been around here ever since.
What drew you back? I mean, you went to college a long ways away.
Well, mainly just because I have family here, and my dad owns a chunk of land, and he offered to give me a piece of it to build a house on, and I thought, well, it'd be a good opportunity to have some land and a house.
It's a beautiful area. We just really enjoyed driving around and checking it out.
Yes, and it's a good area to raise a family.
That is Crystal Zachary. I met her at the Taste of Dorset event on the first Sunday in August, which is when it happens every year. We're visiting Dorset this month in our Let's Visit series. Crystal was kind enough to talk to me about all things Dorset. How is it different in the summertime as opposed to the wintertime?
Well, besides the temperature, I would say the amount of people around here, all the tourists that flock in because of all the resorts and different things there are, you know, Mississippi headwaters, all of that. So that's probably the biggest difference. And, you know, once it's the middle of winter and cold, it's almost like a sleepy little town with not much going on.
So what do you do during the wintertime?
I'm a paraprofessional at the Nevis School.
Is that where generally kids go if they're living closer to Dorset? They go to school in Nevis?
Well, we technically, I don't know. I mean, Nevis, it is a smaller school, but it seems like they come from all the way up by Emmaville and Akeley and all over. And we technically live in the Park Rapids School District, but I went to Park Rapids growing up, and I always wanted my kids in a smaller school than that. So I enrolled them in school in Nevis, and I just decided to try to get on their same schedule. And I've got a psychology background, so I thought, well, I could probably do this job, and everything just kind of fell in place.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you've been around Dorset forever, for your life.
Right.
So when did this Taste of Dorset thing get rolling? And can you tell me about this, the mayor race that goes on in Dorset?
Sure. Okay. I don't really know when the Taste of Dorset started. I want to say it was probably before I even started working there, which has been 25 years now. I think it's just kind of gotten bigger and more well-known over the years. And the mayor has probably been around just as long, if not longer. It's just a kind of a fun thing. It's there are no duties as a mayor. Anybody or anyone, anything can be a mayor. We had the little fainting goat this year that La Pasta was kind of rooting for to get in as mayor. Pixie, that was her name.
Is that normal for like animals to get nominated?
I think it's happened before. It's usually, well, a couple years ago, it was the little boy Now his name is going to escape me.
Yes, the little four-year-old kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And his brother, and last year was a young girl, and it's just a fun thing, and I think they get gift certificates to all the places in Dorset, and okay. It's just a fun title to have for a year,
okay.
And I'm sure you could use it on a resume in the future. I don't know.
There's not a real mayor of the town, but, like, how does the town...
No. There's, it's called the Dorset Business Association, DBA, and it's, I think most of the businesses in Dorset, the owners or managers, they meet once a month, typically, all summer long, and they make different plans, and I know a lot of them just kind of use their own money for advertising, and they try to have different festivals and kind of get-togethers throughout the summer to help promote Dorset as a whole.
Okay.
And I know a couple weekends ago they had Elvis, an Elvis impersonator that came in and gave a concert one or two weekends ago. That's the second summer he's been here, and everybody really loved that.
So people kind of flock into Dorset, like you said, from the resorts and from their family mm-hmm. lake homes and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So I assume my friend that I was with, so impressed with mm-hmm. the bike trail that goes right through town, and then we noticed a bed and breakfast outside of town that had all these bikes for rent and things like that. It seems like a really recreational friendly town.
I would say so, yes. I know there's a lot of bicyclers who go through probably all season long. It's a nice pit stop because of the ice cream place, and La Pasta has lunch. I believe Campaneros has lunch. So, yeah, it's just a good little break area along the trail, that and all the cute little shops too in town that they can do some looking around in those places. And I think of it as a place that if you're in the area, you should stop in and see it, because there are very few towns like it, I'm sure, where you can see so much in a little town.
Yeah, and the shops are nice shops. I mean, it's actually
right.
happening.
Yep. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of handmade items that, you know, you can get one-of-a-kind pieces of art, and everybody knows everybody. It's just a friendly little place where I think everybody gets along, and it's usually a happy environment because, you know, everybody's excited to go and eat good food and visit with friends. And
I'm talking with Crystal Zachary. She grew up in the Dorset area and is now raising her family in the Dorset area. I met Crystal at the Taste of Dorset celebration. It was my second visit to Dorset within a week. I had been there the weekend before for dinner with my good friend, and we went back the following weekend for Taste of Dorset. We just fell in love with this little rural town. I mean, how far are you from your neighbors?
Well, my neighbors, about a quarter of a mile one way, and just I can almost see my neighbor on the other side. So we have a quite private area back in the woods. You can't see our house from the road or anything, so it's nice and private, and I can let my kids run around in the yard, and we have trails down in the woods that they can go exploring on, and we've talked about moving several different times, and as soon as they hear us say that, no, I don't want to move. So as young kids in a small town, they really enjoy living here too. It's a fun place for them to, even though we're not in a big city with all the entertainment and whatnot, there's lots to do out here.
Yeah.
And that's probably something that Dorset's pretty well known for, that even though it is so tiny, that you could go and spend a whole afternoon and have a really good time.
It's true. That's what we did. We talked about what a blast we had. It was just, like we were in a stretch that's two blocks long, essentially.
Yep.
We just had a great time. So,
yeah.
Oh, it's a sweet spot to call home.
It is.
Yeah. When you were a kid, was Dorset like it is now? Was it the restaurant capital of the world?
I've always known it as that. Yeah. So.
Okay.
It's been going on a long time now.
I'm definitely going to go back to Dorset.
Good.
It was such a great visit. We just loved it so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have an awesome day.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye. That was Crystal Zachary. She grew up in Dorset, Minnesota. She's raising her family in Dorset, Minnesota. And she was kind enough to take the time to visit with me about Dorset. It's our feature community this month in our series, Let's Visit. I'm Katie Carter, your host, and I want to remind you that Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.